sister Mary Ann received the Linda Singer Barrett Professional Citizen Award, named for the late local educator and prominent female Rotarian. Hickey was honored with the Jack Green Volunteer Citizen Award, named for a former Park City mayor. According to award ceremony host Bob Richer, Hickey was nominated for his efforts in helping guide the Park City School District through budget challenges, lengthy teacher contract talks, and the selection of a new superintendent. Hickey's also the chair of the Park City Education Foundation. Abby McNulty, the director of the foundation, told the audience there are several ways to learn about Hickey.
You can take a look at his professional resume and appreciate his incredibly long career in finance, which took him around the world. Or you can spend a moment standing behind his car and reading the dozens and dozens of bumper stickers that litter the sides of his car. It's a rotating collection, and they're always getting updated. And they tell you a little bit about himself. For instance, kindness rocks. And they also tell you about his children, Park City lacrosse and biking. And they tell you where he went this past weekend, Jackson Hole.
She said he's done a lot to help the growth of the Ed Foundation, but McNulty added he's constantly taking on new roles.
He is an unbelievable problem solver, and he's always trying something new. Just in the last 30 minutes during lunch, I heard he's now doing Pilates, and he's also sitting on the board of a school in Cambodia. He does not let the grass grow under his feet.
Bob Richer also read a letter from Kim Carson, a former school board member and now county council member.
So when I first heard of Mo Hickey, I thought, what in the hell is a Mo Hickey? Well, I will tell you what I have learned over the past few years after having the privilege of working with Mo on the school board and other community endeavors. M actually stands for Maurice. I also think of Mr. Clean and Mojo. He's got it going on. O stands for optimistic. Mo is always looking at the cup half full, even when it looks like it only contains a drop. E. The E is actually optional, but it stands for energetic. He may be a little bigger than the Energizer Bunny, but you get the picture. He is always going, moving, doing.
Bob Richer again reading a letter from Kim Carson. Mary Ann Pajakowski, the education director for Holy Cross locally, was saluted for her efforts to help Latino children in the community with after-school and school readiness programs. Richard said she's helped hundreds of kids enter the local school system to be good citizens. The two Rotarians who nominated her, Guillermo Zelaya and Joe Cronley, spoke to the audience on tape. Cronley also commended her efforts to help Latino youngsters.
You had a great passion and a great vision to identify this problem years before other people even saw it. You identified the problem, and then you developed the program to combat the problem and assembled the team to execute that plan. And the statistics have just spoken for themselves. Literally hundreds of families here in Park City have been positively impacted by your work.
Sister Suzanne Brennan summarized how the staffers at Holy Cross feel about Sister Mary Ann.
We see her joy of being alive and bringing people together. We are grateful for her open mind and open heart that helps us to cultivate gentleness, decency, and bravery. She gives us confidence that humans can get through anything as long as we're doing it together. She notices the things that make a difference in people's lives and gives us the opportunity to make a difference too. She sees that somebody has a need, and she also knows that somebody has a resource. So we're enriched and grateful for the moments of delight, humor, and grace that you bring to us each day. Thank you, Mary.
She also related an anecdote about Pajakowski's early students, the Olympics, and federal law enforcement.
When Marion first started the after-school program, it was with a group of adolescent girls named Las Chicas, and she started a dance group. And they were asked to perform on the Olympic stage in Park City. And, of course, all these young girls were undocumented, And you'll remember how ice was all over the place. And so, you know, the kids were really thrilled they're going to be dancing on the stage there. And so as we're walking up there, you know, people say, oh, where are you from? Where are you from? And they'd say, and we'd say, don't say Mexico, say Park City.
Sister Suzanne Brennan, Mo Hickey, and Sister Marianne Pajitkowski will be the co-marshals for the Park City Miners' Day Parade. For KPCW, I'm Rick Bruff.